The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. Hello to those people in the future. And hello to those people who don't chat. We still have a few more minutes. I just thought I'd pop in here and say hello. Those of us here in the Bay Area, getting a little respite from the heat the past few days. But I'm not complaining. We have good weather here in general. Maybe you were writing in the chat that you're appreciating being here. I'm appreciating being here, practicing with you all. I think we'll get going. I don't know, my heart is full. It's a beautiful thing to see the chats and to imagine all the people that are sitting with us. Not only the ones literally here, you know, on this live stream on YouTube, but around the world at this hour of the planet. So we have this continent that's awake, but also Europe and that part of the continent that's awake. So it's fun to imagine all the different, like how many people are practicing with us? Maybe hundreds of people. Thousands of people at this moment are engaged in Buddhist practice or meditation around the globe. I don't know what time it is in Asia right now, but I can imagine that if they're not practicing right now, that they have been or will be. And then not only that, if we go back through time, everybody who's practicing and their teachers before them practiced and their teachers' teachers and their teachers' teachers' teachers and all the way back, right? The tradition holds that it goes all the way back to the Buddha. There's been people who have been meditating or Buddhist practice in some sort for thousands of years. I don't know why this touches me in some kind of way. And we're part of this lineage. We're standing on the shoulders of people who went before us, who passed these teachings on down. First, it was just telling others, later, writing them down. As we begin this guided meditation, can you allow yourself to have that sense of support? There's so many of us here online on YouTube. Sounds kind of funny to say that, to be talking about Buddhist teachings and YouTube at the same time. Nevertheless, that's what's happening. So can you allow yourself to have that sense of support or comradeship of not only of us literally here on this live stream, but other people in the world? And through time, and this has been passed down to us, we're not meditating alone. We might physically be alone in a physical space, but can we appreciate this circle of spiritual community within which we are practicing? So, settling and finding your way into a meditation posture if you haven't already. Giving yourself time to arrive. Finish arriving. So that all aspects of ourselves can be here. Letting ourselves relax, letting go of any tension. I learned this from another teacher, which I'm finding is really helpful, and is to let the jaw relax. Let it go slack just a little bit. Letting the shoulder blades slide down the back so that the shoulders are away from the ears. Is there a way that the chest can be open in whatever way makes sense for you? Letting the belly soften. And feeling the sitting surface beneath us. We're here, connected, grounded, here. And then becoming aware of the whole body in this posture, inhabiting the body, occupying the body in some kind of way. Taking a few relaxed, unhurried, full breaths. Letting the breath return to normal. And then resting attention on the sensations of breathing, whether that's at the tip of the nose, whether that's the stretch that happens around the ribs and the chest, with the inhales. Or whether it's the movement of the belly going in and out as we breathe. Whichever of those locations feels comfortable. Just tuning into noticing the sensations of breathing. Whenever we wander off to thinking and stories, as the mind is apt to do, can we wake up to the sense of community? Coming back into a community that has been continuous for a long time. And at this very moment, there's unknown numbers of people who are also meditating. We allow ourselves to feel that support of for example, this YouTube community, the volunteers at IMC who help make all of this happen, not to take it for granted, with a little bit of appreciation, maybe even awe. Just very simply, gently hanging out with the sensations of breathing. It makes me happy to consider all of us sitting together. Supporting one another, even if that is not our intention, just the fact of people sitting together, practicing together. It's easy to take this for granted. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'm not ringing a bell this week, just for acoustic reasons. I really do appreciate practicing together. Makes a difference.